After the Toulouse drama, security re-entered the presidential campaign. A series of arrests targeted radical Islamists and three imams have been expelled. The timing of the operation, right after Meir's death, created controversy, but the government denied staging the arrest to boost Sarkozy's re-election. Legal advisor IBN Kafka says recent expulsion potentially breaks the law.
Amnesty International issued a report some years ago on expulsion of imams as an infringement of freedom of expression, because often these imams, either they call for violence or they call for terrorist actions to be taken and then they should be prosecuted. The French government is not expelling, for example, supporters of wars of aggression in Iraq. They target all these measures against Muslims.
Even before the presidential campaign, Islam has been the center of numerous debates. Muslims have been attacked for street prayers and more recently about halal meat. Mohamed Merah's actions could divide the community. Rector of Lyon Grand Mosque, Kamel Kaptan, urges for more unity among Muslims in France.
We are aware of the need for structure and organization. We need to think about how Islam can work in France. Islam needs to be built up from French culture and not foreign countries. Unfortunately, the whole organization of the French Council for the Muslim Faith has been based on international grounds, and therefore people think foreign origins instead of focusing on Islam in France.
President Sarkozy announced tougher sanctions against terrorism, but the new measures don't address problems regarding integration. However, religious experts think radical Islam developed from unemployment, lack of education, and deprived suburbs. Raissa Youssouf, BBC World Service.